Brandon Bennett's with the Rural Radio Network, talking with Dr. David Vail, Assistant Professor of Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. David, today is a very significant day in Nebraska history because it was on a December 28th years ago that we got one of the great blizzards in Nebraska history.
Some historians will say that it was probably the worst blizzard in the 20th century. Maybe other people living other places would dispute that. But certainly, December 28, 1948, Nebraskans and residents in the Great Plains would begin to face one of the worst blizzard scenarios in their history. And really, it's interesting to trace that moment in Nebraska history and how it shaped weather science going forward. And of course, Nebraskans and people in the Great Plains had fresh in their memories a different type of blizzard, even just maybe a decade or two decades before, with the growing problems with the Dust Bowl and what they call black blizzards. But even two generations of Great Plains residents could talk about the 1880s blizzard. And so anyone who's lived in the Great Plains or Nebraska in particular knows very well the power of inclement weather. And so certainly this blizzard scenario was one of the worst examples of that.
Dr. Vail, speaking specifically about that great blizzard, or maybe I should say the great series of blizzards in the winter of 1948 extending into the winter of 1949, and that, of course, has a very special meaning for us here at KRVN as well.
Of course, I'm honored to be on KRVN because of what you guys do for the agricultural community, but also because your inception, the very essence of your existence, has to do with this blizzard scenario where so many residents in the Great Plains and in Nebraska got stranded in early 1949. And so they did as many Great Plains residents do and as our history teaches us, which is that they collaborated, they worked together. But one of the main problems was communication, of course. And so people snowed in very western parts of Nebraska or western parts of Kansas had a hard time communicating with their governments and the eastern parts of the states. And so KRVN sort of rose from that need. And of course, it's exciting to see how the Nebraska Farm Bureau and the State Grange and the Cooperative Council and the Farmers Union all sort of work together to help fund KRVN ultimately. And so that's a key component of this collaboration, right? That Great Plains residents working together to help one another, and that's how KRVN sort of emerged from all of that.
Brandon Bennett's with the Rural Radio Network, talking with Dr. David Vail, Assistant Professor of Agricultural History at UNK. Dr. Vail, to take this blizzard story one step further, it actually resonates with some work that UNK, the History Department, and you in particular are doing with a new oral history project.
Well, I'm very excited to let all of your listeners know that I'm going to be embarking on an oral history, public history project on the blizzard of 1949, specifically profiling Nebraska, but also the Great Plains. And so I would welcome the chance to get in touch with anyone who would like to be a participant in that. And one of the inspirations for me, beyond my passion for agricultural history in this state to pursue this project, is the article in Nebraska Life that was published in 2009, where a lot of some of the testimonials sort of emerged about this blizzard. So please, if you would like to be part of this project or you have contacts that would be interested, definitely please get in touch with me.
Dr. Vail, how do people get in touch with you? What's the best way?
I would say probably through email, which is the UNK email, vaildd@unk.edu, or I have my professional website is davidvail.net, and you can simply go on there and contact me that way.
Dr. Vail, the last word is yours. Of course, other than this date in history, 1948, with the beginning of the big series of blizzards, what else has been going on in this month in agricultural history?
Yeah, I'd like to connect to what was going on in January as well. So as these blizzards are starting to fire up in the Great Plains, President Truman decides to order Operation Snowbound and also Operation Haylift to help rural residents in the Great Plains with this environmental disaster, basically. And he is also at the same time using similar tactics with airlifts and airdrops for foreign policy in Berlin, and with a Berlin airdrop, as most people listening probably remember, with the advent of the Soviet Union establishing a blockade, President Truman is forced to figure out how to help people in Germany. And so he's using similar tactics in both ways. And so just another example of how the Great Plains story both reflects and inspires larger efforts in other parts of the world, especially when we look at American foreign policy.
That was Dr. David Vail, Assistant Professor for Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska Kearney, joining us for our monthly update in agricultural history. With the Rural Radio Network, this is Brandon Bennett.